because not only is the story behind it fascinating, it also helps us to further appreciate just how perfect I Wonder As I Wander is for not just this season, but for our faith in general. Basics of the story are that in 1933, in Appalachia, a man named John Jacob Niles listens as a young girl named Annie Morgan sings a song. Annie's part of a group of wandering Christian evangelists. Niles is so taken with the song that he gets Annie Morgan to sing it for him over and over and over again until he memorizes it. And then a year later, John Jacob Niles publishes that song, I Wonder As I Wander. Beyond the basics of the story, though, depending upon the version of it and also the version of the song's lyrics that you come across, there are some small differences. For one thing, depending upon the version of the story that you encounter, Annie Morgan either sang the entire song or just the first three or four lines of it. Also, depending upon the version of the story you come across, Annie Morgan sang whatever part of the song that she sang for John Jacob Niles out of the goodness of her heart, or Niles actually paid her to do it. And then depending upon the version of the lyrics you come across, there is another small difference. A single word difference in the third line, if you have it in front of you. It's the word in the third line that's spelled O-R-D-N apostrophe R-Y, which I'm sure you realize is a contraction of the word ordinary. Ordinary. But other versions of the lyrics to the song have that word spelled differently. In those, it's spelled O-N apostrophe R-Y. And the way you sang it, unless I'm mistaken, I had a hard time detecting whether the D was there or not there. Okay? All right, good. My ears are not as bad as I think at times. And that is a contraction of the word ornery. Ornery. But here's the neat thing. It is essentially a difference that is not a difference. Because as a number of linguists who I looked up to try to figure out what was going on here revealed, in ancient or long time ago Appalachian dialect, they were basically the same word. The word only in Appalachian dialect, as so many of the words of the original Hebrew and Greek that the Bible were written in, meant more than one thing. And in Appalachian culture, the word ornery meant both ordinary and ornery. Ornery in the sense of being unwilling to just go along to get along. Being willing to stand up and get in the face of things that aren't right. So ornery as a compliment. The best sense of the word in Appalachian culture, to be ordinary was to be ornery. And all of that just makes the selection, our hearing, I Wonder As I Wander, just that much more perfect and fitting for this season. Because the fact of the matter is that in many ways, the Christmas story is a story about the ornery. About the ordinary ornery. People who refuse to go along just to get along with the ways of the world. People who insisted, who were willing to stand up and stand, get in the face of things that weren't right, to do what God called them to do, even when the culture around them tried to discourage them, even criticize, condemn them for doing so. Mary and Joseph were ordinary people. They were ordinary people who refused to just go along to get along, who did what God called them to do, in the face of criticism and the possibility of being shunned, being made outcast in their own culture. And then there's John the Baptist, the guy whose birth story in Luke's gospel runs parallel to Jesus, and in all four gospels is called by God to prepare the way for the arrival of Jesus and his message and ministry in our lives. And above all, John the Baptist was an awning person. He was, as John Jacob Niles describes Annie Morgan, a person whose clothes were dirty and ragged. Like Annie Morgan, he sang his song about Jesus in the middle of nowhere. John the Baptist, like Mary and Joseph, was ornery in the best sense of the word. He, above all, refused to go along just to get along. He absolutely insisted on standing up and standing in the face of things that weren't right over and over and over again, no matter what the personal cost might have been and eventually would be. As we heard in the passage from Mark's Gospel, we're told, "I am sending my messenger ahead of you." Those words are about John the Baptist. But that phrase, "ahead of you," can more accurately be translated as "before your face." In your face. What that passage, what the Christmas story, what that great song, "I Wonder As I Wander," remind us of is that as God's people, not just in the Advent and Christmas season, but all of the time, in our ordinariness, our common humanity, God also calls us to be ornery, to refuse to just go along, to get along with what's not right, to be willing to stand up and get in the face of the things in our community, in our society, in our world that are not as God calls them to be. So with that inspiration behind us, this Advent and Christmas, let's all get a little ornery.
Jesus Christ is born to live, oxen us before him born, he is in the manger now. Christ is born today, Christ is born today.
Oh, Oh,